Terry, could you please give us an update on Matt's ankle and foot and Danielle's fractured fibula?
That's not true on Danielle, okay?
He doesn't have a hairline?
That's not my understanding, not the way I understand it. As far as Matt is actually getting some injections as we speak. Obviously, he's very sore and beat up on the leg, ankle, everywhere. So, we'll have to see where he's at. But probably got a little bit lucky there. Danielle, the way it's described to me, as of right now, what I know right now, he has a significant knee injury. And it's something that's going to take some time. We're trying to evaluate exactly how much time before we make decisions on, moving forward. So that's what's being, evaluated right now.
If Matt's not able to start at Kansas City, will TJ start?
No, here's what I'll do. I think Matt's going to be an end-of-the-week decision one way or the other, John. I'll prepare both Case and TJ, and we'll go from there at the end of the week. But I think, obviously, Matt's, it'd be the end of the week before we'd know anything. So I'll prepare the other two to play.
Kansas City had 10 sacks yesterday. Does Case's mobility work in his favor on a decision like that?
They're really good. I've had a brief opportunity to look at them today. They're exceptional, and they're even better at home, with the crowd and what they got going there. Obviously, I know all about that. I've been in there many times back in the day. So, very big challenge for us offensively against their defense. And they've been pretty special. And they, as a football team, they've really protected the ball. That's why they're sitting there 6-0 right now.
What is it you like about Case that you would help prepare him with TJ for something like that?
I think I got to prepare them both the same, John. I mean, it's nothing different. We got to put a game plan in. I got to prepare both of them to play. It's nothing different.
Could you talk about his strengths then, and how, if you do ended up making a decision for
my cases?
Yeah.
He's come a long way. I mean, he's got the arm to make all the throws. He moves pretty good as a player. I think he's come a long way as far as his smarts and understanding our system and. He's been working extremely hard, and we'll see where we're at. Hey, Christy.
Can you talk about what you're going to need from your other safeties with Danielle being out for a while?
Yeah, obviously Shiloh moves up right away, so they're interchangeable from that standpoint. Brandon Harris can also go back there and play some safety for us. We'll have to see where this evaluation goes. Are we talking about having to replace somebody for a long period of time or not, so we'll have to see.
How did you evaluate Matt's performance before the injury?
I thought he played better yesterday. He moved the football, moved the team. Obviously, we weren't very good at all in the red zone, but I thought he stepped up, improved. You can always play better, but I thought he was doing things much better yesterday.
Gary, with the blowouts and the penalties and some of the issues going on with the team, how much does that surprise you or shock you? And what do you read into that? Because that's very uncharacteristic of your team.
Yeah, it's surprising, shocking, use whatever word you want. But, it is what it is, and that's my responsibility. So, we have 7 penalties yesterday. I think they might have all been in the first half, if I'm correct. So it put us, helped put us in the hole from that standpoint. But penalties and turnovers have been our Achilles heel for a good month now. And it's just, like you say, something you just continue to look at, try to improve upon, try to talk about, try to practice, try to do everything you possibly can to get them corrected.
Gary, so just to be clear, Matt, the only concern about Matt starting this week is with his health, right?
We're trying to evaluate his health right now. So I said I think it'll be an end-of-the-week decision of whether or not he's available or not. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Okay. And then my other question was, what can you as a coach do is to alleviate the penalty issue?
You just got to emphasize it every possible way that you can on the practice field, in the meeting room. That's about all you can do, paying as much attention to it as you possibly can. And actually, that team we played just had more penalties than us, but it's hard to believe. It didn't feel that way, for us as a team.
Do you have any – can you put a finger on why it's happening so much?
No, if I could put my finger on it and make it go away, I would. I just only know how to just work through it and continue to do everything you can to alleviate it, get rid of it.
Gary, do you have any issue, or do you have any idea of why special teams have been such an issue week in and week out?
We're inconsistent, just like a lot of things that's going on with the team. So it's not about one group, as I said yesterday. We had some mistakes yesterday. We had a turnover for a touchdown. Had a couple of issues in return. But, it's, like I said, it's a team thing. It's not about one group. Obviously, they've got to play better than they're playing, just like offense and defense, same way.
Gary, are you concerned with Kareem Jackson that he might not get the benefit of the doubt on some of the calls? He's been on the wrong end of a few calls.
Well, you can't play for the benefit of the doubt. I mean, we're a man coverage football team. We're aggressive. That's part of what we do. It's not going to change what we do. I mean, there's times he's got to get his hands in. There's times you don't agree with all the calls, but you don't want to take the aggression away from your players. And obviously, what is that, a 35, 40-yard penalty that jump-starts them, as a football team. So K-Jack knows that, but he's got to go back out there and cover man coverage again this week. We're not going to change what we do defensively.
And I just want to make sure, you said Matt's an end-of-the-week decision. If he's healthy, he'll be the starter?
We'll have to see where we're at. I got to see if he's healthy.
You keep saying it's on you after these last two games. Are you worried about your job?
No, John, I don't worry about myself. I think I've probably been asked that a few times in my 8 years. I got a lot of people to worry about, a lot of players, a lot of coaches. I think it'd be very selfish if I worried about myself, so no, I do not.
Obviously, the special teams alone haven't caused the four-game losing streak, but it has been an issue, coverage and returns, blocking on returns. What are you seeing anything there that's leading to some?
The biggest thing is we got some young players that got to get better real quick. We got some issues from that standpoint. We lost AJ Bouye yesterday to a hamstring. It was an issue during the game. He's been playing really well for us on special teams, so I just think it's about settling youth down, getting them to do the right thing. We're working hard. They're working hard. We as coaches got to help them be more precise in what they're doing. But like I said, it gets back to everybody. It's not about one person or one group.
Has Bob talked to you and expressed some concerns? And if so, can you share that with us?
Will I share my conversations with Bob with you? Right. No, I won't do that.
Have you had...
Yeah, I do talk to him quite a bit, though.
Okay. Thank you.
You talk a lot about how the team is doing a lot of good things, but the mistakes are just, negating it. How is that even more demoralizing whenever you're doing so many good things, but you still aren't able to win?
Demoralizing, Christy, I don't know. It's confusing, because you got the number one defense in football. I know, what are we, sixth or seventh or eighth, offensively moving the football. So, you got a lot of good things going on. But where we are is we're next to last in the league in turnovers. I think there's only one team behind us, if I'm right. And turnovers get you beat in this league, and they're getting us beat on a consistent basis. And they're also getting us in bad position in football games, not just getting you beat, but getting us in really bad positions. You look up yesterday statistically at halftime, and you would think there's no way you're down 17-3, but you are, or whatever it was, 17-6, I can't remember. But you're down, and you're back in the same position that you've been in. So that's a tough thing.
Gary, oftentimes you have taken the blame, point the finger at yourself and things mm-hmm. don't go right. And Brian Cushing, among others, brought that up, and all of them said to a man, it's on the players, it's on them, that you can only do so much as a coach. Thoughts about that?
No, I think I can do more, Mark. I've got to do more. That's my job. So all I do is, like I told you guys, I start with myself and everything we do, and I'm not doing a good enough job right now with them for us to go out there and play the way we're playing. So, I'm searching. That's my job. I got to get up there and figure it out, how we play better, how we play cleaner, how we give ourselves a better chance to win. I appreciate the players' responsibility. I understand that we all have responsibility, coaches, players, everybody, but I always begin with myself.
Gary, you've been around football a long time, not just here. Have you ever had to play through something like this, or is there something that you can draw on that try to
Yeah, I've,
get through
I've been
this?
A part of a couple teams that have been through something similar like this, and you just keep pushing. You look for that one play that gets you out of it, or that one big game, that one big win that gets you out of it. And as I've said continuously, and I'll say again today, our team is playing hard. We're just not playing very efficient in a lot of areas. But our effort, our commitment, our practice, and what we're doing has been very, very good. So we just got to stay committed to that and find a way to some success.
Gary, how would you evaluate Derek Newton's play yesterday? Will he continue to start at right tackle, or Ron Harris get some more?
Yes, he'll start. I thought he played better yesterday, maybe than the past 2 weeks. We did spot Ryan for him a couple of series. He's a second-year tackle in this league, and he's playing against a lot of good players. You know, he's continuing to grow up. It's, you know, it's a little inconsistent right now, but I can say that about a lot of things. But I like Derek's effort, and I like Derek's future. We're just going to hang in there and keep working.